This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Though often overshadowed by other international priorities, the tension along the Korean Peninsula has intensified greatly over the past several months. So what is the U.S. strategy when it comes to North Korea, and just how much help will we need from China? Those are the questions we try to answer now in this report, narrated by Radio America's Jason Sokol and produced by Tian Yua Wu.
The U.S. and South Korean joint military exercise dubbed Invincible Spirit ended last week, and the top U.S. general on the peninsula was leading the exercise. There are about 8,000 South Korean and U.S. troops and more than 20 alliance warships and submarines taking part in the military exercise. It was in response to a North Korean torpedo sinking a South Korean warship in March. 46 South Korean soldiers were killed, which was believed to be the worst military attack on South Korea since the Korean War. Scott Snyder is an expert on Korea from the Council for Foreign Policy.
The military exercise is, I think, designed to send a signal that the U.S. and South Korea are working together to promote deterrence. The sinking of the South Korean ship illustrated a weakness in U.S. and South Korean efforts to deter North Korea, and so that the exercise is designed to try to show that U.S. and South Korea are now paying more attention to deterrence capabilities in this area that the North Koreans had been able to take advantage of. The main thing that the United States needs to do right now is to keep cool and focus on maintaining a stable situation in response to North Korea's rhetoric.
The relations between North Korea and the United States developed primarily during the Korean War, and the hostility between the two countries is a product of the Cold War. In the U.S.'s policy on Korea, Snyder says China plays a very important role.
China is the country that has a direct contact and dialogue with North Korea, and it's also a country that North Korea depends on for its economic health. The United States recognizes that progress in addressing some of the core issues that the United States concerned about with North Korea, including North Korea's nuclear program, really cannot be made without active cooperation with China. I think the United States is hoping that China use its influence with North Korea in order to bring the North back into dialogue and also to impose whatever limits it can on the more provocative behaviors that the North Koreans have been engaged in.
After the investigation of the sunken Korean warship, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton warned North Korea and called for an international response. She called on China in particular to respond to the issue.
I believe that the Chinese understand the seriousness of this issue and are willing to listen to the concerns expressed by both South Korea and the United States. We expect to be working with China as we move forward in fashioning a response to this provocation by North Korea.
But instead of scolding North Korea, China showed murky attitudes and asked both North and South Korea to be restrained. Can the U.S. do something to motivate China to actively face the issue? Snyder doesn't really think so.
China has its own dilemma as it relates to policy toward North Korea. It's not necessarily a matter of what the U.S. wants, but rather the concern that China has about potential instability on the peninsula versus the concern about nonproliferation and how China decides to prioritize.
What is China really thinking? Dr. Yang Hongjun is a famous blogger and an independent scholar from the mainland of China. He thinks that China is playing cards with the U.S.
I think the U.S. knows that China have a big impact on North Korea. But Beijing always shows that I cannot totally control North Korea. So it's very interesting. I think that Beijing is a playing card with the United States. The card is North Korea. China wants to go to the international arena, to go to the spotlight, but not so many parts can play. The first thing is that when the economy goes wrong, the world needs China. And another thing is North Korea. So every time when the United States pay attention to Beijing, there is North Korea make some trouble. As far as the trouble is controllable.
But Dr. Yang also points out that China is playing a dangerous game.
This card is too dangerous for China. Like this time, North Korea not only shoot South Korea, they also shoot three Chinese people crossing the border. It's almost out of control, especially the Chinese people online. Makes Chinese people angry. But North Korea knew China playing card, so they make a big and a big trouble. Sometimes Beijing worried about this.
On June 8th, there was a rare protest in China against North Korea because three Chinese people had been shot to death by North Korean soldiers. But does the protest in China show a change of attitude towards North Korea? Snyder says yes and no.
I believe that there is a change of attitude among the Chinese public toward North Korea. There was a BBC poll that was done earlier this year that showed, compared to previous years, that the Chinese public attitude toward North Korea had decreased by about 10 to 15 points, and that now more Chinese have a negative attitude toward North Korea than have a positive attitude. And we also see that in the scholarly debate in China about how to deal with North Korea, there is a more negative tone. So far, those factors, I think, have not been influential to Chinese policy toward North Korea.
Yang points out that it doesn't change Chinese foreign policy immediately, but the rise of public opinions through the Internet could influence the Chinese government in some way.
Before Internet come out, there was no problem that Beijing can control everything. Their foreign policy have nothing to do with the people's opinion, but now it's changed. They protest because they want to show to the Chinese people. Because every Chinese people online knew this fact, and like they shoot the Chinese, makes the Chinese people angry. If this spread among the people, they may lose control of Chinese people. They have to protest. Internet has very big influence on China's politics as well as foreign policy.
How all the parties involved will interact and when North Korea and Washington will return to six-party talks aimed at ending the North Korean nuclear weapons program are still unknown. This is Jason Sokol of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.